For more on this story, I'm now joined by Andrew Razulis. He is a fellow with the Canadian Global Affairs Institute and a retired Department of National Defense official. Thanks so much for talking to us this morning. First of all, your reaction to this latest attack.
I think there's two elements to it. First is Putin and the Russian military are following up Putin's political words over the weekend that the Russians would never tolerate any coalition of the willing forces, that's NATO-type forces, deploying to Ukraine, either before a ceasefire or after a ceasefire, that the Russians would consider them as hostile forces, and that would also include any Canadian contingent. The second point, though, I think the Russians are actually gearing up for a very determined fall offensive. They have waged a very strong summer offensive and recently have made some unexpected type breaks. I think what's going to happen now is the Russians are going for victory. Because all this talk about coalition of the willing, deploying forces, the Russians are not having that. And they're saying, look, we need to negotiate a neutral Ukraine status, plus for Oblast, or we're going to go for victory. And I think the Russians are very serious about waging a war to force Ukrainians to accept the Russian conditions.